You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, in this segment, we've covered green bond trends, green loans, green finance, and even blue finance. But today, we're going to take a look at something most of us carry around in our wallets. I'm talking about your credit cards. Now, HSBC have announced a new program that will introduce sustainable plastic cards across all its global locations. In fact, by the end of 2026, just 5 years from now, it aims to eliminate single-use PVC plastics in favor of recycled PVC plastics. To find out more about this new initiative and the bank's other retail consumer offerings that aim to tackle issues such as climate change beyond physical sustainable offerings such as cards, we're joined today by Alice Falk, Head of Consumer International Marketing at HSBC. Alice, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So Alice, let's start off, because on Eco Money we've spoken a lot about green investment trends, ESG investment trends, but we haven't really spoken about eco retail banking offerings. So perhaps you can tell us more about this particular initiative that you've launched.
Well, recycled credit card means that they are made from 85% of recycled plastics, which are originated from industrial waste. So imagine the one that you find in a landfill. Those are the old waste plastic.
Right.
So by producing the credit card using the waste plastic, we basically try to reduce the carbon footprint, the carbon emission during the manufacturing process. So it is really environmentally friendly.
So where are the materials coming from? You mentioned they are recycled plastics. Where are you launching this? How soon will the cards be available here in Singapore? And why are you doing this now? Many questions, well, I know.
Actually, we started to do it globally. We launched this recycled plastic globally this year. For Singapore, we'll have it second half of this year. We started off in places like Malaysia, we're going to have it in Canada, Australia, UAE, US as well. So this is really one step for us to create a low carbon emission. And we want to do it now because we believe that we need to walk the talk. While we have the commitment to the world, we really want to take this forward ourselves to make sure that the way we do business is a transition to net zero in operations, hopefully by 2030 or even sooner.
And what kind of demand have you seen for consumers for this type of product? Is this something that they're really looking for? Or as you mentioned, is this the bank really taking the first mover kind of approach to say, okay, consumers aren't asking for this yet, but this is the direction we want to go?
Well, actually, the answer is absolutely yes. We did a global research with Mintel and found that 77% of our consumers thinks that the financial services have a very important role to play to create a sustainable society. And two-thirds actually say a very high interest to have a payment card that is sustainable materials.
So what was the catalyst for the survey? What were you seeking to find out?
Well, actually, because we have a commitment to our consumers as well as a community that we really want to lead in sustainability. So I guess to a certain extent, as a corporate, we really want to look for ways to help our consumer to be a sustainable living.
Okay. So, I mean, a recycled credit card is one thing, but what else is HSBC doing to help its clients pursue that more conscious, sustainable lifestyle that you mentioned?
Yeah. So apart from creating sustainable solutions in terms of investment, what we are trying to do is actually help our consumers, our staff, and even community to establish our overall sustainable lifestyle by providing three key things: inspirations, insights, and enablement. So for example, inspirations, right? End of last year, we actually launched a local brand platform called Why Stop Here. And it's inspiring our consumer to really look at how we can be creating a sustainable living. How do we actually look at why ESG matters? So this week, for example, we are going to have a HSBC Women's World Golf Championship. So apart from introducing edible cutlery with food pairing in our hospitality, what we did is actually support grassroots entrepreneurs. We are partnering with SMU to create a Swing for Game Changers social campaign to feature the very young and bright entrepreneurs who have innovative ideas around sustainability. So we did all this because we want to inspire everyone to consider the impact of ESG and their role they can play. So that's on inspirations. Second thing we do is creating insights. So apart from all the thought leadership on sustainable investment, we also try to create ideas and share about sustainable living. So in, for example, in one of the client events for Jade, we actually provide ideas on building own urban farm at home. Recently, in your Chinese New Year, right, we also did a virtual event where we actually provide ideas on how to repurpose existing decorative items to transform their home. So, you know, without wasting, too much money or even wasting any other materials. So we try to create insights as well.
We're speaking with Alice Falk, Head of Customer International and Marketing at HSBC. Now, Alice, you've given some great examples of how you're helping your customers live more sustainably in the way that they live, work and play. But let's talk about retail banking offerings. How is this shift towards sustainability changing the offerings that you're putting forward for clients?
So that's a very good question, because what we notice is that we also need to help our clients to bank with us easily in a more sustainable manner. So for example, we look at the trend right now, right? Due to COVID, a lot of customers actually prefer to bank with us from home. So we created a lot of the new banking experience that they can do it remotely, either through digitally or remote discussion with our relationship manager. Everything that we do in terms of servicing, like statement, advice, or welcome pack, all of them are digital version already.
Right. Okay.
So it make it easier for our customer to bank with that in a very sustainable manner.
Okay, a more sustainable manner. But what other trends are you seeing when it comes to this push to sustainability and the impact that it's having on your industry?
Regarding to the industry, what we're seeing is that customers are actually very interested in sustainable privileges with, let's say, card usage partner or even rewards partners. And in terms of corporate gifts, we started to give customers something that's very sustainable. For example, recently, for red packets, we created something called plantable greeting cards, where a customer can take it and plant lavender trees.
So that's interesting. When it comes to rewards, it's no longer about those premium dining vouchers. People are looking at more ESG focused rewards. That's really fascinating, actually. Do you have any examples of that you could share?
This is something that we are working on, so okay. Will come sometime soon.
Wonderful. Well, Alice, thank you so much for sharing all of those insights and updates with us. It's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. We've been speaking with Alice Falk, Head of Customer International and Marketing at HSBC. This is Money FM 89.3.